prayer. So I'm thinking here about what to do for the years remaining on my of this life here. And I'm thinking about where I started, basically, with art, music, film, theater, stories, books, and remembering that this is always what me and my friends, you know, that's what I grew up with, what we grew up with, and which was, still is, I believe, what life is about. You know, art, some of it beautiful like nature, some of it mysterious and challenging and interesting in different ways, and some of it thought-provoking, and some of it, which is the one that attracts me, and I would say is also very common in highly developed cultures, this art that carries wisdom and joy and higher inspiration, conveys all of that. And also bringing harmony, happiness I guess you could say that art, just like everything else, you can find it in the sattvic art, of course, and more rajasic music, for instance, heavy stuff and tama, we know how that sounds. And the same with all art, from movies to paintings to books, stories, whatever. And if you continue, the Mahabharata, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Ramayana, the Journey to the West, I mean, all these most famous cultural wisdom epics, they are pieces of art, poetry, stories, songs, stories that can be made into pictures and theater and movies. And so they were made in their time by writers, artists, poets of that time. Who made songs, poems, verses, stories that's really what they were and are. That people can sing and chant and recite and read and learn from. This is, I would say, the highest what is more important in life than that. And I mean, the reason we come here, at least many of us, I think is to create something. Even create yourself into someone interesting, or build something fantastic or beautiful or I mean, I think many, if not most of us, come here with some vision like that, whether big or small. And I think it's important that we can find that mission in our life and that vision, but also learn how to do it in ways that lead to happiness for real. I mean, not just chasing illusions. So, what to say, the meaning of life, a creative self-fulfillment, that then also includes exploring and learning how that self-fulfillment is best done. To help us fulfill ourselves and each other, and yeah, that's what life is about. So, back to the original question, what shall I do? Well, I just listened to some pieces composed by Frank Zappa. Incredibly creative and advanced and interesting music. Some like it, some don't. But that's him, that person. And here am I, this person. And there is you. There are you. And we, each one of us, have our thing. So my thing, what is it? I first wanted to become a musician. And photographer, making movies, of course. Writing songs. Drawing comics. Drawing things. I like that. Painting. Making magazine, book, something like that. making film, yeah. And again, music, painting, music and film, and radio, magazine, books, photography, video, media, but for me, that's what we're talking about. Making pictures, telling stories with text and pictures. Maybe a little music. But also, doing that extra, that experimental, that finding that new thing there, which, well, I've got it. I'm just speaking to myself here to remember, so nothing to publish, I guess. An artwork there online that exists as books, maybe comic books, or both written in comic books. Yeah, that kind of experimental new form of media, which then actually consists of pictures I made, I make, text I write, little music I make. Maybe videos. Yeah, of course, videos I make. From cartoon to simple animation with music, it would need voice actors, oh, maybe I can just call out or volunteers. And then yeah, sit there in this stream or whatever and ask, you know, if we need voice actors for this, so you don't have to hear my silly voice. And when we start making money, then we'll pay you fair. And what we show here, you go to Patreon, you become a Patreon, and then you can see the very latest updated version of this story, the Jewel Road.